Because I can and I am. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 21, episode 17, teaching kids to emotionally regulate, aka practice mindfulness, because the teachers cannot do it all. Life gets very intense for kids today. They are physically, mentally, emotionally pulled in all different directions. Knowing how to emotionally regulate themselves would help a lot in the classroom, on the school bus, at the bus stop, early in the morning at breakfast time, right when they get in class in the morning, lunchtime, coming back to the classroom after lunch, and getting ready to pack up and leave for the day. Kids who can emotionally regulate themselves allow teachers and other adults to handle other children in the classroom. So what does that mean? That means as parents at home, we should be focusing on what's important that our kids need and how they will interact with other kids. Teaching our children how to avoid triggers that might be personally for them. Teaching them how to calm down by themselves, how to accept disagreements, and how to be okay with not being chosen. And this could be through 20-second countdowns, 10-second countdowns, going for a walk, learning when to walk away, and how to deal with being sad, but you also have to still get your work done. Or you also have to still be quiet and wait for everybody to get their work done or finish their test. Today cannot be solely about you. And that has to happen at home. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. When should you talk your child through it? As early as 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up. You should always be talking them through what they think they're going to do, what you see on their face that they want to do to their siblings, how mad they are, how upset they are, how confused they are, how embarrassed they are. You should be talking them through it. And parents, you have to stay calm during their outburst. You have to stay calm during their tantrums. Is it embarrassing if it happens in public? Yes. But how you react to it will determine if they try it again, if they do with someone else, and if they think that this is an okay thing to do. So the first thing you want to do is calm them down, or teach them how to calm themselves down. Second thing, you want to ask them, what are they feeling? And your child cannot tell you exactly what they're feeling if you haven't taught your child how to express or explain their feelings. I'll do that soon. The third thing you want to do is ask them, what do they need? Do you need something from me? Do you need something from your teacher? Do you need something from someone else? Did someone do something to you? The fourth thing you can ask them is, do you need a hug? Do you want to sit here with me for 5 minutes? Can I color with you? Something to get them out of that zone and that headspace and that feeling that they're currently in. And the fifth thing you want to do if they cannot come down is walk outside with them, go in the hallway with them, go in a different room, step outside into the sun, because that seems to help people calm down. A different element will help. Now, if your child doesn't know how to express or explain their feelings, you need to teach your child about feelings and describe them and allow them to put a word to it. What does sad sound and look like? Bored, annoyed, uncomfortable, ready, ignored, being mad, being confused, being embarrassed, being scared, feeling like the environment is out of control, being worried, tired, aggravated, calm, misunderstood. Get their vocabulary up so they can explain themselves to other people when you are not around. If there is a word or there is an expression that you know as their mom or you know as their grandpa. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, Wear It Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, the Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one. The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loudmouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shambi Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shambi Podden spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me, contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. Parent, or you know, as their dad that nobody else can pick on, what are they going through right now? But you know, like, oh, this is what they do when they're sad, or this is what they do when they're angry, or this is what they do after somebody did something to them. If they don't know how to explain that to someone else, you're going to be the only person that can know that, which is not going to help anybody else. Okay? So, we're going to do that and teach them how to explain themselves. You want to teach them how to think positive for themselves, because we cannot always think positive for our kids. Teach them how to talk to themselves. I am smart. I can do it. I am loved. I believe in myself. I have to take my time. It's okay. It's just a mistake. Like, you'll hear a lot of adults saying, oh, I'm stupid, or I shouldn't have did this, or damn, I'm dumb, or I just feel like a loser. Like, that's negative talk, right? And if parents are doing that at home, then of course, eventually your kid is going to do it with themselves. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Teach your kids how to take a step back and think. That's going to help them in so many different situations, whether it's preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or at a party. Okay? Teach your kids how to take a step back and think. Count from 10 to 1, deep breathing, scream into a pillow, look at something funny, walk away and save a life. Repeated problems means that there's a different unresolved issue. If you are seeing repeated problems with your child and how they play with their siblings, repeated issues with your child and how they deal with animals, repeated issues with how angry they get from just playing 2 seconds ago, or if y'all play board games in the house, how upset they get, how angry they get, how frustrated they get. Do they ruin the game for everybody else because they're not having a good time? You have to pay attention to that. If your child doesn't know how to calm down at home, they won't know how to calm down at that bus stop. They won't know how to calm down in that bus. They won't know how to calm down at school. And the reality is, schools don't want to have to discipline your child to the point where they cannot teach or look after the other kids, because if your child's behavior is so wild and sporadic and just impossible, then your child needs one-on-one help. And that's going to lead to you homeschooling your child because nobody else can deal with your child. Right? And so you need to get their behavior and the way that they think under control. So talk to your kids, listen to what they say to other kids and what they say to other people. Watch what they do when they're angry. Watch what they do when they're embarrassed. Watch what they do when they're uncomfortable. Talk them through it and check them at the house. If you check them at the house, they'll know how to behave at the restaurant. If you check them at the house, they'll know how to behave in the store. If you check them at the house, they'll know what to do and what not to do in that classroom. A lot of kids today are not getting checked, and that is why they are bucking up at the teachers in the classroom. That's why they're wanting to fight them. That's why they're wanting to throw things at them, threatening them. They have no self-respect. They're not shown respect. They're not given respect to other people in their home. And so the way that they express their frustrations is going to be wherever they are most of the time. And unfortunately, most of the time, these kids are at schools with teachers, administrators, and it's ugly. Okay? So help your child before somebody else puts their hands on them. And it's not going to be in the way you think. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Room Podcast. And I just want y'all to think about that. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.